Blog Talk Radio.
All over this building, let's lift our hands in the presence of the Lord. We're going to worship Him. The Bible declares that we are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. I want every hand lifted. If you want to close your eyes, go ahead and close them. But I want you to focus upon Jesus now. For He alone is worthy to be worshipped and worthy to be adored. Can I get an amen on that? Can I get an amen on that? The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 11, it says, when the wise men came to the place where baby Jesus was, it says, when they saw Him, they fell down and worshipped Him. Everybody say, fell down. They bowed down and they worshipped Him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened, and they presented unto Him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship, the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship Him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless His holy name. If He's done anything for you, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless His name. Begin to bless His name. Come on and bless His name.
Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Oh, worship Him.
Bow down and worship.
forget all about yourself.
Was Bow Down by Paul Martin. It's a blessing to bow down and praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Lord Jesus, that word. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this Sunday early morning prayer that you have woke us up to come forth to pray aloud and spare not. We just thank you and praise you. Lord, if I have said or done anything that was against your word or you, Lord, I repent. We repent. I repent here because we don't want our prayers to be hindered because of something is inside of me that you haven't received. We want you to receive us with all our beings this morning, Lord Jesus. We want you to teach us, to guide us, to lead us, and to equip us, Lord Jesus, in your word. You said if we pray, if we fast and we read your word, that you would know otherwise not come and hear us and cry out, and that you would teach us. You would teach us in the way that we should go. Hallelujah. We say thank you this morning. Lord, we just praise you for everything you have done for us. Hallelujah, for you have allowed this broadcast to be on the air. Going on, 2 years and 7 months going on. Isn't it awesome, Lord, when you assign and you give a vision and the vision come to pass, hallelujah, that you are directed of this broadcast and we allow you to come in and direct the words, the prayer during the week, the gospel being preached and taught during the week. And Saturday, Lord Jesus, you have had 7 days of Block Talk Radio, a New Destiny Ministry, being on this broadcast. And, Lord, we just have to give you the glory, Jesus. We have to give you the praise because without you we could do nothing, and without you we would fail, and without you we would be just like a ship without a sail. And, Lord, we thank you for you allowing us to teach us how to be obedient to your word. Hallelujah. To get it in our hearts, Lord Jesus, to get it in our minds that we may walk according to your will and your way and your purpose in our lives. Lord, we thank you this morning for our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless her mother. Hallelujah. We ask you to bless her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, each and every one down there that you have sent her down to New Orleans to do a work, Lord. Everywhere she touched, Lord, everywhere her feet tread. Hallelujah, Lord, you said you'll give her the land. Hallelujah, we're looking forward to. We ask you to keep her, Lord Jesus. You know what she stands in need of. You know what each and every one of us stand in need of on this broadcast, and not on this broadcast, all over the world, because you know everything about us. Hallelujah. You know our DNA. You know where we live. Hallelujah, Lord. You know the strands of hair on our head. Hallelujah. You know our husbands, if we've married. You know the children that you've given us. You know the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the in-laws, the father and the mother, in-laws, and our parents, Lord. And we just thank you for it. We thank you that you give us a time on early Sunday morning to come on, Lord, and pray and lift you up and thank you for all you have done for us, Lord Jesus, all week long, that you have provided, that you have made a way out of no way. Hallelujah, that you have healed the sick, that you have opened the blinded eyes. Hallelujah, and you have brought out the feeble-minded. Hallelujah, and they'll be saying, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are still in the miracle business. Hallelujah, and we thank you that you allow us to come on this broadcast. We thank you for the callers that you sent on this broadcast, the regular callers, Lord Jesus. We lift them up today. We lift up their families to you, Lord Jesus. We lift up each and every one, Lord, because you know just what they stand in need of. And you said, cry. We had a subject all week that you gave it to Evangelina. Cry aloud and spare not. Hallelujah. Cry aloud the gospel and spare it not. Cry aloud with us that we sinning or if we not living the way you want us to live. You say, cry out, and you will no otherwise not come to us, Lord Jesus. You will lead and you will guide us, and you will show us the way that you would have us to go, and you will show us what is hindering us, Lord Jesus. And we thank you because you know you love us, and you said you gave us grace. You came here and gave us grace, unmerited favor. Hallelujah. We didn't do anything for this grace. You came and you reconciled us back to you. And, Lord, we thank you for it, and we just praise you. Lord, we lift up the sick and the shut-in, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, because you can go where they can't go, Lord. We don't know their names. We haven't had requests yet, Lord, but you know their names. You know where they live. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we ask you to touch them. Hallelujah, like you have touched us when I was sick and couldn't walk. Hallelujah, Lord, you raised me up. Hallelujah, so I know that you have the power, and if we live right, we live holy, Lord Jesus, you'll know otherwise. Turn aside from us. Hallelujah, that you would heal. Hallelujah, that you would deliver, that you would comfort. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that you would give what we stand in need of, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah. So we're going before your precious throne, Lord Jesus, this morning. And we're asking you, Lord Jesus, to take care of each and every saint, each and every caller, each and every listener that comes on this broadcast all over the United States. And not only that, Lord, you have set up this broadcast that it goes all over certain places, all out of the United States. And we thank you for it, Lord, because your word shall not go in vain. It shall accomplish what you set it out to do. Hallelujah. So we just praise you this morning for what you're going to do for your people all next week. Hallelujah. And today. Hallelujah, Lord, as they go into their houses of worship. Lord, let them take your spirit. Let them be full of the anointing. Let them be full of the Holy Ghost. And you said if we don't have, you said all you have to do is call on you and you'll show us great and mighty things, and you'll work out every situation. Hallelujah. But you said we must call on you and we must pray to you. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. And then you said once we do that and we repent and get it right with you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you would give us spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. Men and women and boys and girls can see us walking down the street and they say their epistles read of all men, because they see the anointing that you have put on our lives. They see the anointing that you put on the husbands you have, or the children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that they have a calling on their life, that we would see that when we go forth, Lord, out of the congregation, Lord, that they would see the anointing, that you would drive them, hallelujah, into your kingdom and your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We know we can't do anything without you. And, Lord, we just ask you, like we were saying, we're praying, Lord Jesus, for each and every one that come on this broadcast, for each and every one that listen all across the United States and over the world. You know where they're at, Lord Jesus, and we're just lifting them up to you, Lord, for healing of the mind. Hallelujah, for healing of the body. Hallelujah, if it's cancer, Lord Jesus, we ask you to touch it because it's just a word. Hallelujah, and you made heaven and earth and everything that's in it. You spoke the words into existence. Hallelujah, and you say all we have to do is pray, fast, and read the word, and we'll be able to speak it, because you'll give us the anointing and the power, and you'll be inside of us and not outside. And the anointing will work. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. We ask you to go into the convalescent ministries today, Lord. So many don't get visitors, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask you to go and comfort them there, Lord Jesus. And there's so many saints that's been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost in different convalescences as not getting visitors, Lord. But today we ask you to send your angels, hallelujah, and if needed, they restore their minds, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that they would remember about how they came in and they fellowship and had church. Hallelujah, that the Lord is good. His mercy endure forever. Hallelujah, and we know that they will know that the Lord is with them, that you say you'll never leave us and you'll never forsake us. You say, lo, you'll be with us all the time, even until the end. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, we've asked to bless Sister Dawn and Jarvis and the rest of her family on the day. She's so faith every day she's on this broadcast, Lord. We ask you to bless her. You know what she's standing in need of, Lord. You know what Jarvis stand in need of, Lord. We ask you to bless each and every one that's on, that's listening to this broadcast today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. Hallelujah, we ask you to take care of the homeless. Hallelujah, they're out there. So many families, Lord Jesus, is out there homeless today. Hallelujah, normally you would see men and or women out there by themselves, but Lord, the times are hard in the earth, and Lord, they're out there in families, and they're sleeping on the bridges and cars and anywhere they can, Lord Jesus. A lot of the shelters are packed out, and they can't get in, but Lord, you know everything. Lord, we ask you to go to them. Lord, restore their mind, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Increase their atmosphere, Lord Jesus, where they're at. Hallelujah, restore them back, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, send your saints, Lord, your witness team out there, Lord, to give them a rhema word, because all they need is one word, hallelujah, from you. Hallelujah, and all everything would be all right. Lord, we just ask you to bless, go to the hospitals. Hallelujah, Lord, where they're having surgeries, or that the doctors is saying this and the doctors is saying that, which we need the doctors, because you made doctors for us. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, but you override it, Lord, because the anointing and the power is in your hand. Lord, they got the Lord, they reported they got cancer, Lord, and before they go into surgery, Lord, you meet them and you heal them. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and we know that there's testimonies all over the United States, just not in California, because you're everywhere at the same self time. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for today. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the souls and the saints and each and every one that you have sent on this broadcast. Hallelujah. We thank you for the godly men and women of God that truly bring the anointed, powerful word from you from on heaven down to this earth for your people. Hallelujah. What an awesome experience and joy we get when you give Evangelist Bernard the sermon for the week, the topic for the week. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And when you call, she calls on the ones that she wants to, that you ask her to bring on to speak. Hallelujah. And when they come on, Lord Jesus, I know it's from you in heaven above, because my heart burned within. Hallelujah, when we get the word, the rhema word, and we say, don't leave off, because God has a rhema word for you. And Lord, we thank you this morning, because you touch each and every one of us with the word. It may be where I need a food, a shelter. You touch mine, and you open the door. Where somebody else needs help, with their children. You touch and open the door to give them a word to go forth that it will be successful and it will accomplish what it set out to do. So each and every one that needs something from you, Lord Jesus, that need to grow spiritually in the word, hallelujah, that you send that word each and every day, Monday through Friday. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we can get up. And we know that once we get on this broadcast, hallelujah, that you got godly men and women that's anointed to send the word of life to us. Hallelujah, Lord, and increase it. What we've been asking for, what we've been praying for, Lord, you answers. We say, oh my God, we know you know everything. Hallelujah, we know you see everything. We know you made everything. Hallelujah, but just to hear you tell us when we're praying or we're fasting or we're reading your word and it come alive off the pages into our heart. Hallelujah, because you want it to be in our hearts, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that we can give it back, Lord, that it's heart. And, you know, heart is your love. You said you love us, Lord. You loved us so much. You gave your only begotten son and he died on the cross that you may redeem us back unto you. Oh, what a joy, what a blessing. Hallelujah, when you're in the world, you don't know these things. You live by the world. But once you send out, Lord, and you draw us in, and you save us, and you say, what must we do to what we say? What must we do to be saved? And you tell us what we must do to be saved. Oh, once we get in, Lord, we're like children on milk. But, Lord, you said if we continue on, that you will feed us meat, and you will give us spiritual food, and you will teach and guide us. The Holy Ghost will lead and guide us into all truth. And we thank you for it today. Hallelujah. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. Lord, we ask you to, we're praying for Evangelist Bernard and the church that she's attending in New Orleans. Lord, you open up the door where she could go there. Hallelujah, Lord. And we're praying for we're praying, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for her and the pastor of that church, Lord, and the members there, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We sent her in, and she's doing the crusade. That's where I was trying to get it. Hallelujah. And I was blocked a minute, but, Lord, you brought it back. That's a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. You don't let it go without finishing out what is set out to be said out of your mouth. The crusade, Lord Jesus, you have given her. Lord, let it be a blessing. Let them go out and the souls you got already there for them to be saved. Hallelujah. We just thank you for going down there. She said you told her to go, and she went. Hallelujah. And she's down there, and you have opened doors, Lord Jesus. We ask you to open more doors for her because you know what she's standing in need of, what we all stand in need of, Lord Jesus. We just thank you. We praise you. We thank you that you brought us safely over the holiday weekend, the man's holiday, July the 4th, Lord, because you instituted this land. You found America. You spoke it into existence. And all of the patriotic and all of that is a blessing. We have lost so many souls, Lord. We grieve for the mothers and fathers at this time or the wives. Hallelujah, that's going forth that have lost a loved one. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you to comfort them, to touch them, the bereaved, Lord Jesus. Only you can do. Hallelujah. Give them peace in their spirit. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't do anything else but thank you and praise you because you are God that answers. You are God that's there when we need. Hallelujah. You are God that's there that when we do wrong, you say, repent, my daughter. Repent, my son. And no otherwise leave you. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because you haven't left me yet. If anything, we leave you. Hallelujah. But you say you keep tugging and tugging and tugging at our heart that we get this right. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you to give us more understanding in your word. Hallelujah. In your holy word, Lord Jesus. Get the scriptures in our heart that we may not sin against you. Let us understand more and more what you're saying in the word of God. Hallelujah. Give us revelation. Hallelujah. Only you can give us revelation out the 66 books of the Bible, 39 old and 27 new. And they all was a schoolmaster to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord. We don't take it lightly. Hallelujah. Because you could have had anybody here to do this broadcast, but you gave it to our founding host, Evangelist Abel North. You could have had anybody to call them, but you got certain ones that you have already ordained to be on this broadcast and go forth in this work of the ministry with New Destiny Ministry. We thank you for each and every member, each and every soul that you have sent on this broadcast to do a work for you. Because once you get on, it's all about heavenly kingdom work. Hallelujah. Not us, Lord Jesus, but your work. Hallelujah. To tell the world about the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of you, my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And you are alive forevermore. And we thank you this evening. We praise you this morning. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We lift up each and every one, Lord. Hallelujah. That need prayer. Hallelujah. That's not on the broadcast today. But sometimes, you know, they come on, Lord. You know their address. You know their DNA. You know what we stand in need of today, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. And we ask you to touch us, Lord. Hallelujah. To let us know, to touch it in our heart, to take us to your scriptures, to take us and say, well, you need to pray a little more. You need to fast a little more. You need to push that plate back a little more. Hallelujah. And you need to get in your word and continue reading your word. No matter, you just ask me, Lord, give me understanding of what your word say. You said, trust in you with all our heart and lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways. Acknowledge you and you shall direct our path. You didn't say you couldn't, you wouldn't. You say you shall direct our path. And oh, what a mighty time it is when you direct our path. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for directing our paths because you're always there. You say you can call you anytime. You can call your mother. You can call your father if you have your sister, your brother, your children, and the line is busy. Or they say, oh, I'll call you back. But you can call you 24 hours a day because you never slumber and you never sleep. You're always there for us. You say, what can I do for you, my children? Hallelujah, and we love you, and it's just nothing but the love, hallelujah, that we feel that you feel for us. Sometimes we feel like we're not loved. Hallelujah, but all you have to say, Lord, you love us. Hallelujah, and you give us that thing to get up and say, No, I can't do that. Hallelujah, I got to go the way of the Lord. Hallelujah, I can't go here and receive that in my spirit because God loves us, he died for us, and he brought us back in fellowship with him. Hallelujah, and he loves us so much. Hallelujah, he loves us. Hallelujah, and we have to get the love of Jesus deep down in our heart. Hallelujah, so we won't be swayed one way or the other, but that we look forward. Because you said once we look forward and we give it to you, that you have a straight path for us. Hallelujah, no detours, no nothing. Just a straight path, long we in the will. And if we bounce off, you just say repent and get it right. Hallelujah. And you'll just put us right back on the same track. We may have lost a little time, but there's no time in you. Hallelujah. It's only time in us at this point. Hallelujah. So we just give you the glory. We give you all the praise. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. We appreciate you. And we say thank you, Lord, for everything you have done, everything you have put into us, everything you have searched for us. Hallelujah, how you saved us. You said you come to save the lost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and we thank you for saving us. Hallelujah, if it wasn't for you, Jesus, what would we do? Hallelujah, so we just praise you and we just magnify your holy name this morning because you're so worthy to be praised. Lord, we bless each and every one that's on the line today. Number, Sister Dawn, hallelujah, we bless, thank you for it. We have a number, 757-3087. We thank you for tuning in to early Sunday morning prayer. And with that, we're going to close out. Hallelujah, we thank the Lord that he allowed us to be on this broadcast today. Hallelujah, just a minute. Oh, praise the Lord. We just got a prayer request from Sister Rick, and she needs a ministry job, Lord. Hallelujah. So you know everything. You know everything before she even came on this line. Hallelujah. And you knew what her needs are standing in need of, and she needs a shelter. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, so you know you can go where we can go. And we thank you so very much for it this morning because we're just getting ready to close out. But you know what? You know everything. And we say 7 to 7:30, Lord Jesus, whatever your will is, that's what we want to do. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we just lift her up to you today. Hallelujah, you know what's all going on, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch the bosses out there. Hallelujah, that they would, that she would go, Lord, and you would open up a door and an avenue that she may get a administrative job. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, and a good paying job. Hallelujah, where she can supply for her family and herself. Lord Jesus, we ask you for housing for her, Lord. You know the situation, we don't. But we thank you so much for her coming on the line, that you're sitting on the line this morning. Hallelujah. And you said pray because you will give us comfort. Hallelujah. You will give us guidance and you will give us gratitude. And we still must pray. You say we still must pray to you for all our daily needs, that we continue to show your mercy and grant us our daily needs again. And these are daily needs that we need on this earth, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for it, Lord Jesus. We know that you are you're alive, you're working, God. Hallelujah. And you know the cases that come before you. And you know that you have already opened doors. We just got to believe by faith that you will take us there, Lord Jesus. And we know that you're going to do help her whatever need she needs, for in her job, her housing, for in her life or her family. I don't know how many children she have or whatever, but Lord, you know everything. You know the hair on her head. You know her DNA, and you know each and everything about her. You know her family, her father and mother, Lord Jesus, and you know that it wasn't no coincidence that you brought her on this line today. So, Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity that you allowed us to pray for her this morning. It's an honor and it's a blessing. That's why I always ask you, Lord, to I repent of everything that I said, done, or act before I call on you to do a prayer for me or any of the ones you sent on this broadcast, because we don't want it hindered. We want you to go. We want them to see that you are alive and you're real and the anointing is on this line and you hear, and you not only hear, but you answer. And we thank you for this opportunity, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for you. God bless you. God bless you, and God bless you, Sister Rick. Sister Dawn, thank you for being on. We thank each and every one of y'all for coming on today as the Lord would lead you. And have a blessed day as you go forth in your local assemblies or wherever. You know Jesus is with you and you are with the Lord. So remember that he loves all of us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And we're going to close out. with that, and I was looking for, I seen what, I guess I'm going to say a bod. Let's see how this sounds. Okay. Closing out. God bless. Have a blessed rest of the Sunday.